First known for appearances on The Bachelor, she went on to win I'm a Celebrity last year before launching her hugely successful podcast, It's a Lot. And tonight, she makes her debut hosting Hot Nights on Mix 94.5. Please welcome Abby Chatfield.
Oh, very hot, very Abby. Catch Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield from 7 to 9 weeknights across the Hit Network or on the Listener app from today and right here on Mix 94.5. Good morning, Abs.
Good morning. It's so hot, isn't it?
So hot.
We love it.
Well, I don't know, Abby. You tell us. I mean, is anything going to be off limits, either from our network or by you?
Not from me. I mean, someone may stop me from doing things. The dump button may be pressed, but I'm not going to hold my hole back at all. Mm. God, did you hear that in the background, Anderson?
Yeah, what was that?
I'm just in Bondi. No, there's just chaos in Bondi as per usual. Sorry.
Oh, Abby, there's always chaos in Bondi. You know that. It's just what makes Bondi so Bondi.
Hell yeah. But yeah, nothing off limits.
Okay, and what a ride, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, it has been for you in the last couple of years. I mean, where do you see this going, this Abby Chatfield story?
God, I have no idea. Hopefully we get the contract renewed for radio once it's done. Probably step one is to not completely mess it up.
Yep.
But I'm not sure. I feel like my whole career, I've been like fumbling into it. Like I just get offered things that I don't really think that I'm ready for, and then I do it, and then I'm kind of good at it. So hopefully I'm good at this as well, I think. I don't really know. I don't really have much of like a master plan because, as you know, things change so quickly.
Yeah.
Now, Abby, I know I can hit you with this question because it's hot nights and you're going to be very comfortable and everything's on the table, but settle a bet for me. Is there nipple in your promo shot or not?
No. It's a shadow.
Is it?
My producer actually said, is that a bit of nip? Is that a bit of areola? And I said, no, babe, that's just a bit of a shadow.
I like that they've chosen not to edit it out. Like, when they do my shots, they go, oh, is that a bruise on Kimber's leg because she's a klutz and she's fallen over herself? Let's fix it up. When they think it's areola for you, they're like, let's leave it just in case. Like, they didn't touch it up to make sure there was no guessing.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't really care about it. So whatever, you know, get Daily Mail article out of it, I guess.
I'll be honest with you, Abby, when we were talking about this in the office, I thought areola was a character in Frozen.
No, it's not. Maddie, it's a dip you put with your chips.
Yes, got that.
So, mate, for people tuning in for the first time tonight from 7 o'clock, what are they going to hear over the course of the couple of hours?
I mean, we've obviously got some personal stories about my life, you know, some things I haven't spoken about on the podcast before. We've then got, you know, interviews. We've probably got some callers calling in if people want to give me their stories. And, you know, it's very hot, very Abby babes. What more can I say?
Do you need to be worried about your boyfriend Conrad trying to get in on the action? Because he doesn't mind a little bit of notoriety too.
I mean, I don't think he really cares either way about notoriety. I think he's just happy for me, you know, bless him.
Good. Now, Abby, I see here, first thing it says on my sheet is 26 years old and is a Gemini. Now, my wife is a Gemini. Can you give me
so
a little...
So is my boyfriend.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, we should have coffee and Bondi together and talk about
them. Oh, my God, we should. I'm a makeup artist as well. Who's here as well? We're all Gemini.
Oh, really? What? Give me some hints on what makes a Gemini tick.
Well, anything that's, like, structure. Like, so if I'm assuming I know your wife, but, like, for me and for Conrad and for my makeup artist is here as well, anything that's, like, you have to be here at this time and being forced to be somewhere where you don't really want to, that will drive you crazy. You need to be... Spontaneity, you know, is a positive thing.
Okay, thank you, Abby Chatfield. I mean, bit of advice.
Matt, you knew that every time you've waited for your wife to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
I've given up now, yeah.
No, and you have to. Just let it flow. What are you? What star sign are you?
Cancerian.
Yeah, right. It's very emotional.
Very. In fact, I don't think I can talk about it anymore.
All right, mate. We'll hear more tonight from 7 o'clock. Abby Chatfield, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll hear you on Hot Nights across the Hit Network and here on Mix 94.5.
Thanks, guys.